Welcome to episode 432 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There are countless reasons to believe in Jesus. Many of us start on our journey of faith because we need something that Jesus can give us. We need help, hope, healing, or joy. Our lives are falling apart, and we want answers, solutions. But there's one critical reason to believe in Jesus that underlies all others, and that is to bring us into our right relationship with God. Reconciliation with God is a remedy for all that's wrong with us and the resolution for everything we need.
Today's top 10 list.
10 who believed in Jesus.
Number 1.
Wise men from the East. It appears that wise men, magi, most likely from Persia, knew of the writings of the prophet Daniel, who at one time had served the Persian king Darius in a senior capacity. Daniel 9 verses 24 to 27 includes a prophecy which gives a timeline for the birth of the Messiah. The Magi may have also been aware of the prophecy of Balaam, who was from the town of Pethor on the Euphrates River near Persia, in Numbers 24 verse 17. Balaam's prophecy specifically mentions a star coming out of Jacob. These men, traditions say that there were three of them, traveled more than 800 miles to see the Christ child. And when they found him in Bethlehem, they believed and they worshipped him.
Number 2.
Simeon. For generations, the people of God waited for and expected a Messiah, a Savior. Simeon, described as being righteous and devout, was like his fellow Israelites in that he waited for the consolation of Israel. The concept of consolation implies comfort. The nation of Israel was waiting for God's comfort, expecting that he would come and rescue them, just as he had done in delivering them from slavery and bringing them out of Egypt. Simeon was unique in what he knew, namely that he would see the Messiah with his own eyes, for it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Joseph and Mary, in faithfulness to the law, traveled to Jerusalem while Jesus was still an infant to present him to God in the temple. It is during their visit to the temple that Simeon saw Jesus. We don't know how long Simeon had waited, but we do know that he was led by the Spirit to go to the temple that day, and he recognized Jesus the moment he saw him.
Number 3.
Andrew. Andrew and John were originally disciples of John the Baptist. They were present when John the Baptist pointed out that Jesus is the Lamb of God, and they followed after him. After spending just a little time with him, Andrew not only believed in who Jesus was, but he went home to his brother Peter and said this in John 1 verse 41, "We have found the Messiah."
Number 4.
Jairus. Jairus was a ruler in the synagogue of Capernaum. He came to Jesus pleading with the Savior to come lay hands on the man's only child, a daughter who was near death. He humbled himself before Jesus, falling down at his feet. Jairus expressed faith in Jesus' ability to heal his child, and Jesus began to follow him home. Before they arrived, some people from the house of Jairus arrived and told the ruler that his daughter was dead and there was no need to trouble Jesus anymore. Jesus overheard the news and gave Jairus two commands and a promise. "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be well." Jairus believed.
Number 5.
A blind beggar. Bartimaeus was on the side of the road begging when a large crowd appeared. Hearing that it was Jesus, he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more. He kept shouting so loud that Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." When the man expressed to Christ his desire to recover his sight, Jesus said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well."
Number 6.
The woman with the issue of blood. A woman who had suffered from constant bleeding for 12 years believed that if she only touched Jesus' robe, she would be made well. And so she pushed through a crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Feeling that power went from him, Jesus asked, despite all the people pushing up against him. After the woman revealed herself, Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace."
Number 7.
10 lepers. From a distance, 10 lepers called out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." In response, Jesus said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." In that time, lepers showed themselves to the priests to be examined to determine if they recovered from their illness so they could rejoin the community. Although they weren't healed instantly, they trusted Jesus. And Luke 17 verse 14 says, as they went, they were cleansed. Without any evidence of being healed, they started moving in faith.
Number 8.
A Roman centurion. A Roman military official stationed in or near Capernaum sent elders of the Jews to entreat Jesus to heal his sick servant. When Jesus was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends saying, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "Not even in Israel have I found such faith." At the crucifixion, there was a centurion who realized that Jesus must be the Son of God. Was this the same centurion from Luke 7 who had faith Jesus could heal his servant with just a word? It is highly unlikely, if not impossible, for the centurion at the cross to be the same man in Luke 7. The centurion at the cross was stationed in Jerusalem, or the centurion in Luke 7 was stationed in Capernaum. Instead, it is likely that there were two different centurions, and probably many more, who came to faith in Jesus as Messiah during his ministry on earth.
Number 9.
The Canaanite woman. Jesus and his disciples show up in the region of Tyre and Sidon, and when they get there, a woman from that area approaches them and cries out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." At first, Jesus does not reply. The disciples even say, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." But the woman is persistent. Jesus eventually answers with a curious response. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." It seems Jesus is refusing to help this woman and her daughter because they are Gentiles. But the woman refuses to relent. She kneels before him and appeals, "Lord, help me." Jesus responds, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Unfazed, she says, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." At this point, Jesus gives in. He says, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." Her faith was great enough to receive her request, what she desired from Jesus. Her faith was great even compared to her other virtues. She was humble, she was patient, she was persevering, she cared for her child. Yet Jesus didn't compliment any of these good things, but only her faith. Jesus never said this to another person. He complimented the great faith of the Roman centurion who asked Jesus to heal his servant, but he said it to the crowd, not to the centurion directly. This Gentile woman heard it from Jesus directly.
Number 10.
The persistent widow. In Luke 18, Jesus told a story about a widow who had a case before a crooked judge. Without the ability to pay him off, all she could do was pester him for justice. Over time, she wore the judge down and he ruled in her favor. Jesus ends this parable by asking, "And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" If we have faith in God that he will grant us justice, then we will persistently cry out to him no matter how long it takes, even if it's months or years, because we believe that God will grant justice. The widow believed. Do you? Father, thank you for the examples of faith recorded for us in the New Testament. May these stories help to strengthen our own beliefs. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.